News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. So friends, today we bring a report on India's first school to have buildings constructed with 3D printing technology in Arunachal Pradesh. We will also learn about the Tadui Taco Festival of Manipur. And in our segment, Enchanting Folktales of Northeast India, we delve into the captivating world of Northeastern folklore, unearthing tales that have been passed through down generations, revealing the magic and wonder of Northeast India's storytelling tradition. But for now, let's go to Lalit Kala Academy, New Delhi, where artists from Agartala display their creativity work at 46th session of the World Heritage Committee. The Prime Minister, in his 112th Mann Ki Baat episode, mentioned Project PARI, which means Public Art of India. Through Project PARI, attractive mural paintings are drawn on the walls in the underpasses and roadside boundary walls. Much to the amazement of many, around 14 artists from Tripura recently visited National Capital Delhi to become part of this much-talked-about project. The artists painted murals and came up with different artwork on the theme of UNESCO World Heritage Sites of the country. We have more in this report from our Agartala correspondent.
It was a lifetime experience for the 14 artists of Lalit Kala Academy Agartala from a diminutive northeastern state of Tripura as they embarked on a journey of blending colors with ideas and craft. The group of these 14 artists came together to become part of the project Public Arts of India, or PARI. The group were part of 100 other artists from different states who converged in Delhi to present their creative aspects in various art forms of the renowned UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the country. It was in the recent 112th episode of PM's Mann Ki Baat program that Prime Minister Narendra Modi mentioned about this project and lauded the artists for their artwork.
Project PARI. Ab aap PARI sunkar confused mat hoiyega. ये परी स्वर्ग की कल्पना से नहीं जुड़ी बल्कि धरती को स्वर्ग बना रही है परी यानी पब्लिक आर्ट ऑफ इंडिया प्रोजेक्ट परी पब्लिक आर्ट को लोकप्रिय बनाने के लिए उभरते कलाकारों को एक मंच पर लाने का बड़ा माध्यम बन रहा है आप देखते होंगे सड़कों के किनारे दीवारों पर अंडरपास में बहुत ही सुंदर पेंटिंग्स बनी हुई दिखती हैं ये पेंटिंग्स और ये कलाकृतियां यही कलाकार बनाते हैं जो परी से जुड़े हैं इससे जहां हमारे सार्वजनिक स्थानों की सुंदरता बढ़ती है वहीं हमारे कल्चर को और ज्यादा पॉपुलर बनाने में भी मदद मिलती है
वन ऑफ द सीमेंट रिलीफ्स व्हिच मेस्मराइज्ड द फॉरेन डेलीगेट्स वाज त्रिपुरा'स वेरी ओन उनाकोटी आर्कियोलॉजिकल साइट व्हिच हैज बीन टर्म्ड बाय द आर्कियोलॉजिकल सर्वे ऑफ इंडिया एज द कंट्रीज लार्जेस्ट बास रिलीफ उनाकोटी प्रेजेंटली पुट इन यूनेस्को'स टेंटेटिव लिस्ट ऑफ वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज साइट इज फेमस फॉर स्कल्पचरल एम्ब्लम एंड एंशिएंट शाइवाइट प्लेस द प्लेस लोकेटेड In sylvan setting, hosts rock carvings, figures and images of Hindu gods and goddesses. It is a holy place of worship with huge rock reliefs celebrating Lord Shiva, the Hindu god. Besides, the artists also presented their art on other popular UNESCO sites such as Ajanta Ellora, caves in Aurangabad, Maharashtra, the Great Stupa at Sanchi, illustration of the Nalanda University, figurines of Konark and Ramayana age town of Hampi, in the southern state of Karnataka. Not only the young but even the veterans made their mark through their exhibits. For example, this particular art form created from scrap material by senior artist in the contingent, Hari Krishna Pal, his 29 feet art sculpture out of scrap materials depicts the urban India concept combining rural toys in fusion. The artwork created from the scrap material by artist Hare Krishna Pal also won several accolades.
दिल्ली पे जो काम हुआ है, जो स्क्रैप मेटल पे जो काम हुआ है, स्पेशली उसका टाइटल था टॉयज ऑफ इंडिया. एक्चुअली आजकल बच्चों लोगों को जो खिलौना का जगह नहीं मिलता है, इसलिए हम लोग का हरे कृष्णा सर जो काम किया है स्क्रैप मेटल के, जो 29 फीट का था, जो वेस्ट मटेरियल, वेस्ट स्क्रैप से बना हुआ है, दिल्ली का भारत मंडपम पे उधर जो काम किया हो, हम लोग त्रिपुरा का जो फोक आर्ट को लेके एक पेंटिंग किया हो, वो भी बहुत अच्छा लगा हम लोग को. एकदम मड वॉल में किया हो, तो सब मिला के एक गुड एक्सपीरियंस.
उधर काम करके बहुत अच्छा लगा. सीनियर और जूनियर मिलके जो एक काम हुआ तो उसमें बहुत अच्छा लगा. हम लोगों का एक बॉन्डिंग हुआ उधर जाके, और बहुत बड़ा एक्सपीरियंस मिला हम लोगों को.
120वां जो मन की बात होता है प्रधानमंत्री जी का, उन्होंने ये पूरी प्रोजेक्ट का बहुत ही प्रशंसा किया है. और हमारा जो काम हुआ है उनका तस्वीर भी दिखाया हुआ है, इसलिए हम बहुत ही प्राउड फील कर रहे हैं कि हम त्रिपुरा से ये आर्टिस्ट लोग गया है और काम किया, और हमारा काम का इतना उच्च प्रशंसा हुआ है.
द म्यूरल्स क्रिएटेड वर सब्जेक्ट टू द यूनेस्को साइट्स बेस्ड ऑन विच द सबमिटेड लेआउट वॉज सिलेक्टेड एंड द टीम वॉज कॉल्ड टू पुट द लेआउट इन टू एक्शन. इंडिया इज अ लैंड फुल ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड ईच एंड एवरी स्टेट इन द कंट्री पजेस डिस्टिंक्ट पूल ऑफ टैलेंट. द कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन बाय द ग्रुप ऑफ 14 आर्टिस्ट फ्रॉम ललित कला अकेडमी in presenting their creative side on the biggest platform like the 46th session of World Heritage Committee is heartwarming and a moment of pride for the people of Tripura and Northeast. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Agartala.
In a remarkable feat of modern engineering and resilience, Government Secondary School, Pachin in Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh has become India's first school to have buildings constructed with 3D printing technology. Our correspondent Rakesh Dole brings us all the exciting details in this report.
The Government Secondary School in Pachin exemplifies the transformative impact of technology in education, being the first school in India to utilize 3D printing technology for its buildings. The school building was completed in just 2 months of time using state-of-art technology after being devoured by fire in November last year. Sharing this information on social media, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that with the help of this technology, the government can make education more accessible to remote and underserved communities of Arunachal Pradesh. State Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona, in a social media post, said that the education landscape of Arunachal Pradesh is undergoing a remarkable transformation. We went to the government secondary school Pachin and talked with the headmistress. Srimati Nang Ekthani Molang, the headmistress of the school, informed us that the whole school, including teachers and students, are very proud and excited to have owned the first school building with this wonderful technology.
Everyone were very curious, you know, right from the very beginning. We are seeing it right from the inception. So for us, we were very excited. We are really proud to own such kind of building in our campus. We have used those two rooms for our classes, giving the priority to classroom students. They are also very happy. They have never been used to be such type of classrooms, isn't it? Which is fitted with tiles, smart interactive board is there. The furnitures provided are of very fine, you know, the furniture that they can never imagine in a government school.
The government secondary school Pachin stands out not only as the first school in India to feature buildings constructed with 3D printing technology, but also as a model of community involvement in school management and prompt government intervention, ensuring that students' education continues seamlessly. Earlier in November last year, fire devoured 9 classrooms of the school and was initially compelled to run classes in 2 different shifts for the primary and secondary levels in the remaining classrooms. Srimati Molang said that though the classes had started in 2 shifts, a single teacher had to do double duty, which was overwhelming the staff. She said that with the immediate intervention of the state government and local communities' active participation, temporary classes were constructed at a community hall nearby.
Our 9 rooms were gutted down by the devastating fire. Now, to run the classes, we were in need of classroom. Just nearby my playground, you might have seen two buildings are there, small buildings. One is community hall of Pachin Colony. I converted community hall into three rooms. And lucky enough to get donations immediate relief from CMO and from the youth of Pachin, from SMCs. The SMCs were very active at the time, and then now also they are active. Especially why I mentioned during that time, actually, they are the one who took the initiative to reconstruct the classrooms, making the partition of the community hall and converting it into classrooms. So we were running our three classrooms there.
Today, the government secondary school, Pachin, is an example of modern science and also of collaborative efforts of different stakeholders displaying a sense of responsibility towards the society. For Knowledge Diary, this is Rakesh Tole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Renowned for its rich biodiversity, unique flora and fauna, and vibrant cultural heritage, is home to extraordinary species such as the broad-antlered deer or sangai and the shiruai lily, both of which are found nowhere else on earth. However, changing climatic conditions have pushed some of these species towards the brink of extinction. To address this, Manipur hosts festivals dedicated to the conservation and protection of these endangered treasures. Our Imphal correspondent J.J. Thokchum will bring us an in-depth look at one such endangered species and the festival dedicated to its preservation. So, stay tuned for this insightful report.
Jaimeng Lake is an unique creation of nature and situated at an altitude of about 7,252 on the Marangbo Range in Kangkupi district, which is an extended range of Kogru Range in Manipur. Jaimeng is the Liangmai word, and its literal meaning in English would be something like lake of puzzle. The Himalayan crocodile newt, locally known as Tadui Tako, is an endemic and endangered species only found in confined microhabitat of Jaimeng Lake. With an aim to preserve this unique species, 2 days long first Tadui Tako festival was organized last Friday at Thonglang Akutpa village in Kangkupi district. As a part of the festival, a seminar on importance of amphibian benefits and need for conservation was held. Also, a talk on present status and prospect on Himalayan crocodile newt Tadui Tako by the subject expert was also organized. Speaking at the festival, Mahesh Hiralal Chowdhury, Deputy Commissioner of Kangkupi District, said that the particular species status is endangered, so it has become the collective responsibility to preserve the animal and conserve the lake as well, he said.
This particular species is endangered. The status is endangered and it is under IUCN endangered species list. So it becomes our collective responsibility to preserve, to take efforts to preserve this animal as well as the lake.
On the concluding day, a site visit to Jaimeng Lake was held with the concerned official and subject expert to review the site assessment. The event was also marked by colorful culture and dance. After Sangai Festival, Cherry Festival and Shiroi Lily Festival, which are all state-level festivals organized to conserve the concerned species, Tadui Tako Festival was organized for the first time to conserve unique crocodile species found in Jaimeng Lake in Manipur. J.J. Thokchum, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
In a move aimed at enhancing convenience and streamlining services, the Nagaland Motor Vehicle Department has rolled out a new digital payment system across the state. This initiative will allow residents to handle their motor vehicle-related taxes and fees through debit and credit cards, as well as UPI QR code payments. Our correspondent Asuno has more details on how this upgrade will impact you.
Digital payment services has been initiated across all regional and district transport offices in Nagaland in collaboration with HDFC Bank. This initiative will enhance transparency, operational efficiency and citizens' convenience as well as expedite service process and delivery. Commissioner and Secretary to Government of Nagaland, Dr. Jasekon Lekushi, termed the initiative as another milestone in harnessing technology within the governance system and in the service of the citizens. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
On July 30th, 2024, the ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, ECHS, launched the eSehat module offering online teleconsultations for veterans from their homes. This pilot project started in 12 locations, including remote areas, aims to provide secure video-based medical advice and marks a significant step towards digital healthcare accessibility for ex-servicemen. A report by Anuja Kumar.
The Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, ECHS, has launched the electronic services e-health assistance and teleconsultation e-Sehat module on 30th July 2024. The e-Sehat teleconsultancy would enable ECHS beneficiaries in obtaining online teleconsultation for medical treatment from their homes without visiting the ECHS polyclinic. The module aims to provide healthcare services through safe and structured video-based clinical consultations. The pilot project has been launched today at 12 ECHS polyclinics, including remote locations at Baramulla, Imphal, Churachandpur, Dimapur and Aizawl. The 12 ECHS polyclinics teleconsulted remotely located ECHS beneficiary ex-servicemen before its pan-India rollout, planned in November 2024. The inaugural pilot testing was witnessed by Major General Manoj Natarajan, Managing Director, Central Organization, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme at Imphal ECHS Polyclinic. The module adheres to telemedicine practice guidelines issued by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in consultation with Niti Aayog of March 20, 2020. To ensure seamless implementation and expansion of the project, IT hardware and equipment have been provided to all 427 ECHS polyclinics and staff have been trained to offer online medical advice. Future phases will include pre-consultation, vital checks and home delivery of medicines and referral to empaneled hospitals by the medical officers. The eSehat initiative aligns with the Digital India vision of the Government of India, aimed at promoting digital inclusivity and efficiency in public services. This pioneering effort will transform healthcare delivery for veterans, ensuring timely and quality medical attention from the comfort of their homes.
Enchanting folktales of Northeast India. In Northeast Diary, we embark on a journey into the heart of the vibrant cultures nestled in the enchanting landscapes of Northeast India. Listeners, today we invite you to delve into the captivating world of Karbi folktales, an integral part of the cultural heritage of the Karbi tribe. Nestled in the verdant hills of Assam's Karbi Anglong district, the Karbi people have long thrived amidst the lush forests and rolling plains of the region. As one of the major ethnic communities in the Northeast, the Karbis have preserved their traditions, beliefs and way of life through generations, often encapsulated in their rich tapestry of folktales. In the absence of written records, these folktales serve as the primary vessel through which we can glean insights into the early history and cultural evolution of the Karbi tribe. They offer a window into a world where humanity's existence intertwines seamlessly with the rhythms of nature and the land. Through the medium of radio, we aim to bring to life the essence of Karbi folklore, exploring its myriad facets and unraveling the layers of tradition, belief and societal norms that shape the Karbi way of life. These tales not only provide glimpses into ancient customs and rituals, but also delve into universal themes of love, envy, morality and spirituality, reflecting the timeless essence of human experience. Join us as we embark on this immersive journey where each episode of Northeast Diary promises to transport you to the mystical realm of Karbi folklore, offering a deeper understanding of this unique culture and its enduring legacy in the tapestry of Northeast India. We have Manoj Mayankar with a story entitled Garbhya.
There is a hill towards the east of the hill, Inglong Mekar. Its name is Taumura or Dumra. The river Ampri has come out of that Taumura hill, flowing through various hills. it has met the Digaru River. The name of this place is Amprikola. The river has a number of melancholic and common tales to tell. One such tale is that of Phakkar Hen or Phakkar family, which gets a due place in a popular folk song. A boy was bereft of parents in his childhood itself, that today he had been in a position to carry a bhar, a heavy load carried with the help of a bamboo pole. A bundle of firewood or straw from the hill on his shoulder was the result of the neighbor's kindness to him. The neighbors were kind enough to him as he was an orphan. One day, his maternal uncle Hem of Kasmana Nankrin came to his house at Kalangpur. Persuading the young lad and conveying the neighbors, the uncle had brought the boy to his home as a gabhya. The maternal uncle had five full-bloom young daughters, and one of them would marry the boy. The neighbors had no inkling at all that the boy's maternal uncle brought him home, in fact, by secret persuasion. Among the locals, a nephew, a sister's son, may marry a daughter of his maternal uncle. After such a marriage, the nephew becomes the son-in-law and the maternal uncle father-in-law respectively. With a bashful demeanor, the boy came to his maternal uncle's house as a gabhya. At first, he felt a bit shy, but afterwards, when each of the five girls often offered things such as betel nut, kacharang, etc., his bashfulness gradually began to dwindle. A broad smile brightened on his face. All the members of the family seemed happy at his smiling face. When he made time, he went to the two hills, Sarahang and Pangti, on the bank of the river Ampri, and helped in jhum and cotton cultivation done by the Hain family. The residents of that village too loved him dearly. If he did not sing Retang Kinong Alun songs at the jhum field, or didn't beat the drums, the youth folk felt disheartened. But at a time, it became crystal clear that his maternal uncle brought him home only on the false premise that one of his daughters would be married to him. These girls too only feigned kindness towards him and resorted to acting. The uncle would not marry a daughter to him, nor would either of the daughter give her consent to marry. They went to others one after another. At last, subtitled gabhya only remained with him, but without being the actual gabhya. The young lad was so heavily inflicted by shame and insult that he was, as if, almost dead. He was averse to do anything, and whatever he did would not finish with perfection. Gradually, he began to forget his fond Retang Kinong Alun songs too, plunged in disgust. One day, he called the villagers for a sirne, community participation in one's work, so that the half-done weeds-removing works in his jhum field be completed. All the villagers had responded to his request, sincerely expecting that their cooperation would, at least, make the boy a little happy. On that day, he himself sang songs related to weeds removing. He even beat the drums. But the villagers noticed that the day's songs were different from those that he sang earlier. In the songs sung on that day, he only narrated what had transpired in the Phakkar family. He began to sing serially how his maternal uncle brought him to his own village on the false pretext that he would be marrying one of his daughters to him. How the girls too feigned love for him, but chose others ultimately. And how these cruel turn of events had broken his heart. At one point of time, he breathed a sigh of sadness and instantly fell upon the jhum land. The jhum field turned completely calm and quiet. Only the echoes of those sweet jhum field songs and their melodies lingered for a long time.
So that was Manoj Mayankar, senior broadcaster, with the Garbhya story. Coming up next is the Galo song, Tami Gok Kisa Si Galo, by Buckingham Lombard. Let the rhythm of this beautiful composition serenade your heart and immerse you in the soulful melodies of Arunachal Pradesh. With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
The program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.